This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Welcome to tonight's performance by your Winona Municipal Band. Our first four selections this evening all have something in common. They are all original compositions for bands. The first one is entitled An American Fanfare. It's by Rick Kirby. He was born in Boston in 1945, and he spent the majority of his teaching career in the state of Wisconsin. He retired from teaching in 2001 to devote himself full-time to composing. An American Fanfare was written in 2009 and is published right here by Hal Leonard Corporation. It is based on My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Here is An American Fanfare. In Shreveport, Louisiana in 1917, and he died in Texas in 2004. He earned a PhD in composition at the Eastman School of Music in 1951, where the great Howard Hanson was one of his teachers. He went on to teach at the University of Northern Iowa and at the University of North Texas. In total, he composed 118 works. Brighton Beach March, our next work, was his first published work, and it was composed in 1954. During World War II, he had been stationed in England, and Brighton Beach is right on the coast. So this is the Brighton Beach March by William Latham. Selection is by Frank Erickson, who was born on September 1st, 1923, in Spokane, Washington. During World War II, Erickson was served as a military weather forecaster and arranged pieces for army bands. After the war, he was very much into composing, and he was worried and concerned about writing pieces that were of some real educational benefit, not just showy pieces that showed off great technique for more mature bands, but also for less experienced bands, giving them the experience to learn about proper tone, phrasing, intonation, all of the basics, things that we you know, as adults take for granted, but are really important to instill in the young people when they're first beginning. The Air for Band was first published in 1956, and then he did his own revision in 1966. There's nothing technical about this piece. It's just beautiful phrases, beautiful wind sounds, showing all the different tones that are possible by a wind band. Here is The Air for Band by Frank Erickson.
Thank you.
like to perform the English Folk Song Suite by the great English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, who lived from 1872 to 1958. Some of you may be familiar with the orchestral version. That was written in 1924. This piece, the original, was written in 1923, so the band version came first. Ralph Vaughan Williams, he's most noted for making the switch, getting away from the Germanic and Italian styles and going more for the nationalist movement, finding their own, each country's own native songs. The tunes that the people in the countryside were familiar with, they sang, they knew, they passed them down. They weren't written down. They just passed them on down from generation to generation. Well, Ralph Vaughan Williams went all over the countryside, and he met with the people, and he had them sing the songs, and he wrote it all down exactly the way that they interpreted them. He was especially busy in the counties of Somerset and Norfolk in 1902, and he collected more than 800 different folk tunes. These had all never been written down. He was the first to really do that. The suite, the English Folk Song Suite, consists of three movements. Originally it did have four, but he cut the C songs. That was originally the second movement. The first movement is a march. The second is the intermezzo, and then it ends with another march. The first march is based upon 17 Come Sunday. The intermezzo is based on My Bonnie Boy. And the final movement, Folk Songs from Somerset. This piece was given its world premiere on July 4th, 1923. This is another one of the standards in wind band literature. This is the English Folk Song Suite by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Leroy Anderson was conducting and arranging for dance bands around Boston in the early 1930s. As I said a few weeks ago, his arranging work came to the attention of Arthur Fiedler. And in 1936, he was asked to show Fiedler some of his original works. Well, this is his first. This was not written for band. As the title says, it's called the Jazz Pizzicato. Band instruments, we don't pits. We can't pluck. That's orchestras. But this is an arrangement of Leroy Anderson's very first composition, written in 1938. This is the Jazz Pizzicato. Rosa, isn't that a great name? He was born in Budapest in 1907, and he was a composer, writing some, you know, very traditional classic works. And then someone told him that, you know, if you start writing some film music, you can make some extra money. And in 1934, that's what he started doing. When he ended up earning 3 Academy Awards for his film scores. While he was in Hollywood, he worked with the likes of Alfred Hitchcock and David O. Selznick. In 1959, he wrote the music for the motion picture Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur went on to receive 11 Academy Awards. It set the record that's been tied by Titanic and the Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Those three hold the record. Miklos won for the best original score. This is entitled The Parade of the Charioteers, the big scene that everyone waits for in the movie Ben-Hur. Charlton Heston, great, is the big chariot race. Well, this is the music that happens right before that, the actual race. This is when the chariots and their horses and their riders, all their assistants, are entering the actual arena for the chariot race. If you've seen the movie, you know it doesn't end pretty. So here is The Parade of the Charioteers from the motion picture Ben-Hur. Thank you. The march Semper Fidelis was composed by John Philip Sousa in 1888. The march obviously takes its title from the U.S. Marine Corps, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. Semper Fidelis subsequently gained recognition as the official march of the U.S. Marine Corps. Sousa regarded it himself as his best march, musically speaking anyway. It became one of his most popular marches, and he once stated it proudly that it was the favorite march of Kaiser Wilhelm II of Germany. That was before World War I, of course. It was played by the Sousa Band in many foreign countries and always received acclaim as such before it became such a well-known composition. It really was his first runway hit. The Semper Fidelis became the prototype for a standard American march. Prior to this, he had written other marches, but they were all very much of the European nature. This one really captured the essence and has become the framework for American marches as we know them. The trio section in particular, if you listen to it very closely, you hear the different layers that he keeps adding with each return. It is truly a wonderful march to play, Semper Fidelis by John Philip Sousa. Band, we'd like to thank you all for being here tonight. We'd like to thank Merchants Bank for again providing us with water. We go through a lot of it, so thank you. The great collaborating team of Rodgers and Hammerstein, what needs to be said? So many of, their works are just classics. They're standards in our repertoire. We may not know all their storylines, but we certainly know the songs that they created. In 1949, South Pacific opened on Broadway. It was based on the book by James Michener, Tales of the South Pacific. It received 10 Tony Awards, including the Best Musical, Best Director, Best Book, Best Score, and the only time in the history all four of the acting awards went to the lead singers, actors in South Pacific, Best Actor, Actress, Supporting Actress, Supporting Actor, with the incomparable Mary Martin, with the lead role as Nellie. It's a fabulous show. And the original orchestration for that was done by Robert Russell Bennett. And in 2009, posthumously, he received a Tony Award for all the work he had done. All of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, he did the orchestration or the arrangements for. He understood better than anyone how to do it, to keep it clean, so that the orchestration never got in the way of the text, of the words. In 1950, South Pacific also received the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. This medley that we are going to do tonight includes Dites Moi, Some Enchanted Evening, I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy, Younger Than Springtime, Happy Talk, One Girl of My Dreams, Valley High, and There Is Nothing Like a Dame. These are all classics. These are all on the should know list. Everyone should know these pieces. They are part of our collective heritage. This is a medley from South Pacific. Thank you. Thank you all. We'll see you next week. We've got 3 concerts left.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.